Hey, Kareem.
Hi, Doreen.
You know what? You and I have got a really cool show tonight. And so what I you if you you always share with everyone what's going on, so take it away. Let us know what we're talking about tonight.
It was inspired by this journey that you and I have been on, this kind of life-changing exploration of our souls, and it's been a wonderful journey. Tonight's show is about we're going to be discussing Lemuria and Atlantis, these two utopian ancient civilizations. I know everybody's probably heard about Atlantis, but you and I only discovered Lemuria a couple weeks ago, and we'll share that with the listeners. We will share that with the listeners, and it turns out, these two civilizations are very closely connected. It's going to be a little discussion about the history of these two places and about the discussing whether or not their legends or not, and how are the people like, and what does it mean for us as humanity right now? What is the purpose of discovering the history of these two civilizations? We all have heard about Atlantis, but Lemuria and Atlantis were actually Plato first wrote about these two places, and I discovered that upon my research. And Edgar Cayce too, as well, through his research and his work that he did throughout his years, also wrote about a lot of their history too, as well. So that is tonight's topic.
You know, I was super excited about it because I've read about Atlantis over the years, and as I said, I didn't know about Lemuria. That's a whole neat story how that came about. But what do you feel about these two? Were they real? These two civilizations, were they real or were they not real? What do you think?
Well, I can tell you what I think now, now having
Yeah,
gone through
right?
this, and we'll share this with you guys. Atlantis, I had always just kind of really briefly just heard about this civilization that existed and then disappeared and was, and then, disappeared into the water or something like that. That's as much as I knew about their history. And I didn't think much of it. I believed in it for some strange reason. I just believed that they did exist, and but I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. And now, having just gone through this journey over the last several weeks, I absolutely wholeheartedly believe it, and I'm glad that you're on this journey with me, because I was telling you before we went on the show, I for a second there I thought I might have lost my marbles and thought that maybe I am one of those people that has a tinfoil on my head trying to beam myself to outer space and I'm getting some kind of transmission here. But do you want to talk about how we came to, discover Lemuria?
Yeah, let's do that because that's funny. And you are so detailed, and I am as well, but you and I are very different in the way we approach things too as well. So I'm sitting there with you and we're doing a reading, and you remember the woman that we were reading, and she said something about Hawaiian Islands. I was like, wow, my sister lives in Hawaii, and she lives in Hawaii. Or she was talking about Hawaii, and I saw all the islands, and all of a sudden I heard somebody say, Lemuria. I was like, what? They go, Lemuria. I was like, what is that word? I didn't know what it was. I guess it's a god, or is it a deity? Is it an angel? You know, so going, and then they go, tell Corrine. You know, I was like, okay. And then I forgot about it for, a few days. And then you had something happen to you, and so then it went to you. I think that's how it went, if I'm not mistaken. What happened where we talked? I said, Corrine, you're supposed to know about this. And then I shared with you. I don't remember how that.
I mean, I think it happened because I was having a whole, I've been having really strange dreams, and you're the only one that I've talked to about this, and now I'm sharing it with, everybody who's listening. So, I was having these dreams where I felt like, there were entities or just energies from other dimensions coming to me, sharing with me knowledge. And I was telling you, I said, Tari, this is going to sound crazy, but I feel like I know these people. I feel familiar with them. And yet they're like, you know, what I would see is like, you know, ET extraterrestrials or something. I don't know. I just knew that it wasn't from this dimension yet. They were sharing with me really profound universal knowledge. And they were coming to me as like a reminder, like, remember, you know, about, you know, whatever it is. And I felt really connected to them. And so it was hard for me to grasp this. And so, and I felt safe enough to share it with you because I was like, okay, she's not going to think I'm crazy, but why is it that I feel familiar with these beings from other dimensions and yet...
That's right.
I've never been one to kind of be out there and, you know, and I never really gave much thought to the people that, you know, believe in the other dimensions and research it and talk about it. I just never really gave much thought to it. And all of a sudden I started having these experiences. And then that's when you said, you need to look up Lemurians. You have a connection to Lemurians. And I was like, what? What are Lemurians?
I know, I was sitting there going, and I heard an angel say, tell her this. I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell her. I go, Corrine, I have no clue what this is. So, and I told you, do you remember? Yeah. And you go, okay. And I go, well, let me know what your research shows. And because in all honesty and truth, you and I, we believe in extraterrestrial, we believe in God, we believe in beings in different dimensions. But a lot of times when we get people that talk about it, sometimes they sound a little wacky, and that's okay too. So, you know, we joke about it, and here we are talking about it now.
I know, right? Look at this coming full circle, because we were just talking about that. Oh, man, those are those people that are on top of the skyscrapers with the tinfoil, and they're, you know, they're saying, beam me up, I want to be, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, and you and I never really gave much thought to it. We believed what we believed about, you know, the other dimensions, but you and I never really immersed ourselves into that discussion. You know, we kind of just left it up to those people, and we do our thing, they do their thing, and, you know, and it exists as it is, and it's fine. But we've really started to discover a whole bunch of things now, because when I started to look up Lemurian, and I was telling you, I've never heard of it before, so I didn't know how to spell it, and I was Googling it all over the place, finally found the wording for it, and then we discovered that it has a connection to Atlantis. So and those two civilizations actually overlapped. Lemuria started first, right? And then they were made aware that there was going to be a cataclysm, you know, catastrophe that would, you know, end that civilization. And so those people then that society was I think you got some good messages too about that society, right? Today it was about, you know, spiritually evolved people.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, go ahead, because I interrupted you. They were spiritually evolved people, but you were going to say something else behind it, because...
That they lived their lives. It was like a society that was really stressed the importance of living their lives with love and compassion and spiritual truth and integrity and not, you know, materialism. That society also split, right? They, I think there was a small portion that still wanted to kind of maintain their spiritual truths. And when they knew that there was going to be the cataclysm happening, they, many of them decided to go into Atlantis or go into the earth or go back to spirit and then to return again. To return again now, I guess, is what the understanding is, right?
Right. Well,
I feel so strange talking about this. I'm just learning it myself.
Well, you know, we're in a good place because the BBS's slogan, it's, if it's not mainstream, it's not BBS. I think that's their slogan and their mantra. So we're in a good place to share it, yeah. Right? Yeah. So I did a little reading myself and then started doing some channeling with it because I'll go and then we'll talk about your last statement that you made. This morning I got up and I got a message, you need to go to this bookstore, and I go, okay, I'm going to go to the bookstore, and I go, I need to look for some crystals, because I'm going to back this up a little bit, and, you know, to people that are listening, anybody can receive messages, you really can, okay? So you know, Corrine, I've been doing it forever, but if you start to, you can still receive messages. So I just want to make that clear, because we're all gifted like that when we really work it out, and like, it's like a muscle. So I got my message this morning to go to the store. Back it up a little bit. you know, I'm going and doing a lot of healing. And I remember when we were talking about Lemuria, I said, Corinne, I'd like to go on this journey with you. I said, I got to work with this stuff right now. And I said, I'll help you any way I can, but I'm working on some physical healing for myself. And you go, okay, that's cool. And so this is about a week or so ago. And my grandmothers, both of them, and my mother, you know, there's some spiritual divas when they show up, because they show up to you. They go, Tari, go get some crystals and put them around your house. And I thought that was really neat, because, you just shared a little bit about the crystals, but we'll talk a little bit about those, too, afterwards. So I went and I got a crystal, started thinking, what kind of crystals do I get? And then and I want you to share what you got, okay, because I found it wasn't a crystal, but a mineral to help. Anyway, so I'm going to the bookstore and I said, well, I need to look at that amethyst crystal because I'd like to buy it and I want to price it out, right? You know how you shop, you bargain, whatever. So I looked in there and then I heard this voice say, go look over here, ask about Atlantis and Lemuria. So I talked to the lady and she said to me, she goes, listen, we've got this great book. He's here about Lemuria. And she goes, I read it. It's an easy read. And when I got it, it literally jumped into my hands. I know that sounds so weird, but if you're esoteric, metaphysical, whatever you call it, you'll understand that terminology. So I get home, and then I'm going to do something else, and I get the message, read it, start reading it. And I go, okay. So I was really, really much more interested in Atlantis. But when I started reading this, what I realized, you know, and then I started channeling because I started tapping into a lady that was chatting with me. I could see her, and I was like, "Who are you?" And then, you know, my spelling—they give me these names, and I can't spell worth a darn. Okay, so in that with our language, you know, thank God for spell checkers. So I was like, "What? Spell your name for me?" And it was the same. It was one of the beings on in the fifth dimension in Lemuria today. So she started talking to me, and so I started reading, and it turns out that one of the downfalls of Lemuria and Atlantis, and this is a message that I got pretty strong today, is that they were all over the Pacific. Lemuria was in the Pacific Ocean, I think. It went further than that, you know, all the way to Australia and other parts of the world. And Atlantis, they were in another part of the world, but as you said, they overlapped. And what happened is when you get separate, you see yourself as separate, or you operate from the ego, and you see yourself with different or judging or lack, then a lot of stuff starts happening. So in a big way, what happened is Atlantis, you know, I guess it was almost like a civil war, but not really a war. And when these folks or the Lemurians, but from what I was reading and from what I was channeling too afterwards, enduring, they wanted to preserve as much as they possibly could of themselves. So they created a world down underneath, down in the earth. And people that are listening are going, wow, that's just molten volcanic rock, or you know, whatever you see down there. But what they've done is they've learned to raise their vibration and go to, we operate in the third dimension. They've gone to the fifth. And, you know, Atlantis, I think, lasted 2,000 more years than Lemuria did, and then they became extinct as well. But when I was reading, and then I was listening to the lady talk to me, and I'll share her name in just a second, she said that, that they store their knowledge in crystals, and I think that's what you're telling me. And she goes, you know, any kind of knowledge you want, emotional healing, physical healing, why we did what we did or what happened and how we built our world. She goes, all you need to do is get a crystal. Now, I think you have a little bit of a different take on that, on the crystals, because you have an experience? You have a lot of crystals around you now. I'm just learning to get them. Isn't that funny? I'm New Age metaphysical and don't have crystals. Crystals around me, so funny, huh? So, but you, what is your thoughts about the crystals? Because I know that you've had a deeper understanding about them than I have.
I don't know if it's a deep understanding. It's just through my research is what I found is that, you know, they wanted to preserve this knowledge, you know, for the benefit of humanity. And so when they knew that these civilizations would be ending, They needed a place to store this knowledge so that it could be protected and then tapped into when the time is right. And it seems as though right now that this age that we're going through right now is a lot of these crystals are surfacing right now. And a lot of people are tapping into the knowledge and they're getting symbols and messages and signs right now to use to help humanity with. But these crystals are there. They're called seed crystals. And they look like, and they're, you know, they've been discovered in Brazil and I think parts of Arizona right. too as well. They're made out of a quartz crystal, but it's not a clear quartz crystal and it's not a smoke crystal. It's got this cloudiness to it. When you're looking at it, you can't tell if it's on the surface or if it's inside. And that cloudiness is basically the energy of all of the information that has been stored within that particular crystal. And then the surface of it will be, rigid, or you'll see some striations on it on at least one of the sides of them. And they're like long, wands. They're crystal wands, is how they look like. And so the idea was that they stored their knowledge into these crystals and scattered them around and at the right time, to end up in people's hands where they could tap into the crystals and use them for healing or use them to help. Just by meditating on the information that's stored in there. Tuning into, like what you were saying before, tuning into the knowledge of this time frame doesn't require a crystal, though. But these crystals were meant to kind of it's like a language. It's just energy that's stored that is a collection of the knowledge of universal spiritual understanding, basically. And it's knowledge that we know now, that we all know. We all carry some kind of universal understanding of spiritual law and spiritual understanding within us. But these seeds are kind of, they're really, really powerful. And I don't know how many of them there are, but I would kind of, and I, when I was doing the research too, there was like a whole bunch of websites that were selling them, and I wouldn't advise anybody to go out there and do that because you can never. I would just say, you know, if you come across one, great, but I wouldn't say to go buy one.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. You know, the lady that was talking to me today, she says her name is Renu Ma. Okay, and I was like, "What's your name, Raya?" And she was trying to tell me, and I finally got it. And then when I looked in the book, there end of it, I was like, oh my goodness. But she said that if you want to know, she goes, you don't necessarily need a Lemurian crystal. That is what she's telling me, and I may have misunderstood it, and if I did, but I don't think so. She goes, you want to know the history or something from the past about Lemuria, she goes, holy crystal. She goes, you'll see it or you'll feel it or you'll understand it. And I was like, okay. But I know when you were younger, much younger, didn't you have experience with a crystal and you weren't sure what it was? And that's cool.
Yes. I mean, and it's so crazy, right? I mean, look at the synchronicities of all this stuff that's happening here, which is pretty amazing. Because really it's a true sign that when you open yourself up to embracing, you know, whatever knowledge can come to you, you start to see a lot of synchronicities. Because I when doing the research, I learned about the seed crystals, and then I looked it up, and they were describing how it looked like and all that. But then I told you about it, and I recalled a crystal when I was younger. And you can find these in stores, but it's very, very rare. And I think I came upon one because the crystal that I saw was just as it was described. And the pictures that I saw of it, because I had seen this crystal and I thought it was a fake crystal. I thought it was a fake crystal, like a man-made thing that was made out of plastic or some kind of glass, you know. And I just thought, you know, at the time I was on, you know, I didn't understand it. And I remember holding it in my hand and going, "This is a fake crystal," because it had the striations on it. It had the cloudiness, and I thought it was made out of glass. And I thought the striations on there looked like it was like laser cut, you know.
Right.
But that's. But that's a sign that there's a message that's been stored in the Lemurian knowledge is in there, is when you see those striations, and it does look like it's laser cut. But because it looked so fine like that, I thought for sure this is like a costume crystal made out of glass, and somebody laser etched this stuff on it for a design, you know, whatever it was. So I set it down and I was like, okay, I'm just going to go look for, you know, my favorite rose quartz for love or whatever it may be. And this was, you know, when I was a teenager, this must have been when I was like 15. And now just a couple weeks ago, coming across that, I was like, oh my goodness, that's what that crystal was. And I've always been drawn to crystals. I have so many. It looks like I'm selling crystals in my house, which is kind of a strange thing. But that particular crystal, I was telling you, I was like kicking myself. I'm like, I should have just got that crystal. I should have gotten it. But that's okay, because, you know, like you said, we don't need those crystals to tap into the knowledge, because the knowledge is within all of us. I truly believe that. I just think that the significance of the Lemurian and Atlantis civilizations and those that are appearing now that are from that time period is just to assist humanity and people now in rediscovering that knowledge within ourselves. That's what I believe.
I agree with you on that. I think crystals are, you know, because your mind is the most powerful. It really is. When I was reading and then I was like looking and I go, show me, crystals are to help you get to that place. And she's, as you just said, that they stored their knowledge in the crystals, okay? So she says you can hold any crystal. Or if you know, like you go to places in dream state, or myself as well, and we have a host of other friends and people that we talk to, work with, that work with us, that do the same thing. They go there without the help of a crystal. But I know that this was super important. Because the other day you gave me the message from my grandmother, and I got it, is that use crystals, put crystals in your house. And I think that they, you know, they really just amp everything up, maybe, you know what I mean, too, as well. So you're getting the information quicker. And I know that you've got a real special work here on the planet, too, as well. And we'll talk about that toward the latter part of the show. I believe we both do, but I got a cool message to give you, so I'm going to give it to you, too, from this Renu Ma. But,
give it to me now.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it to you now, okay? So you're over there, and, listen to your dreams, and they're wonderful. And, you know, you've listened to mine, and they're cool, too, and we both have been to different dimensions. But you, when I was talking to her, she showed me the vision I had when you told me, you go, Tari, I'm in a different place, and it's a higher level, a higher vibration place, and it's like the people are the same that we are, but they're higher vibration. And I remember that we share the same DNA as the Lemurians, okay? And, you know, they have the same DNA as we have, except there is more, they have learned to evolve it with light energy. Okay. So when I'm talking to this lady today, she shows me that vision I had of you had talked about the food that you saw in that dimension, and it was a higher vibration. Do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, I remember seeing the food that we ate there, but it wasn't real food. I mean, it wasn't like the food that we know now. It was like an evolved type of, not synthetic food, but like it is just a different kind of food. I can't really describe it. It's not food now, you know. It's like pure, like I can't even describe it now. I just knew that it was a more pure kind of food.
It feels like it was light food. I can't explain it, but it feels like when I saw it, it had light energy. It was like energy versus food.
Right, like soul food, but you know, soul food.
Yeah, so not the Aretha Franklin food. That's okay, too.
Not the fried chicken, although I wish there was some fried chicken over there and all that good stuff and the collard greens. Oh, it's my favorite. I love it. But no, this was like a food that it was like a synthetic, not synthetic, not like, you know, machine-made synthetic food, but it was like a pure light kind of food, light food for our light bodies.
Yes, yeah, well, that's what she showed me. And I was and she goes, tell Corrine. And I go, tell Corrine, okay, she was very strong and she was very firm. She goes that you are here to assist humanity anybody that wants to come. We need to tell Peter about this one because he thinks he's going to be beamed up and he's probably going to be beamed down. Remember, Scotty beamed me up?
He's the first one on the spaceship, for sure.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. And the spaceship is your mind, which is always good. But she goes, share with Corrine or tell Corrine that she's here to assist humanity to evolve to a higher dimension. We're in the third dimension, and we're going to go, the Lemurians are in the fifth dimension, and they can talk to us and be physical, but they also can be without body, and they don't die over there, and we'll talk about that in a bit. She goes, but you're supposed to help humanity get to the next level, okay, with your knowledge, because your soul, you're here and you're there, and that's a whole other show about how our soul can have multiple lifetimes, but we won't talk about that tonight. But you're here and you're there, and she was real clear with me about that, and I go, are you sure? And she goes, yes, I'm sure. You know, I'm asking the the Lemurian lady here that's one of the high people there, and so she says, you're here to help people, help encourage humanity, and to get to a new level, you know what I mean, and to get to raise the vibration. And she says too that one of the real keys of this, and I think you got a message about this the other day if I'm not mistaken, is about self-love. And to have one of the keys in to raising our vibration, and we keep saying this over and over and over again, it's beginning to sound like a Hallmark card, right? But it's so true. It's one of the universal truths here, is that to have other love, or love with someone else, you have to have self-love first. And that is one of the key components to elevating your vibration and to go to a different dimension. And so I want to make sure that I share that with you, because I think that you got something the other day in a dream state about self-love, didn't you? If I'm not mistaken, yeah, I remember we talked about it. Do you remember?
I recall
it's about the organs, like, you know, your kidneys and your blood pressure.
Yeah, it was like self-love is connected to the kidney and then high blood pressure. And they were showing me some kind of like the effect of the emotion and the effect of love within our physical bodies and our emotional bodies, right? They were saying the connection, self-love, self-worth, self-love, love for ourselves is connected. That emotion, that understanding is connected or has an impact on the physical body in the form of the kidney and then also high blood pressure, which was strange. You know, I was like, okay. So then I told you that.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, I don't know if this makes any sense, because you've done a lot of research on that, you know, with the organs and all that stuff. And so, you yourself have been told that by a doctor, right? That the high blood pressure and the kidney, something about that, right?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, it's like it has to do with self-hatred. And so the opposite of self-love is self-hatred. You know what I mean? So anyway, so, you know, if people out there, they're going, okay, well, I have blood pressure. Does that mean I have low self-esteem? Maybe. But you know what? There's, you know, the best part about anything is that you can change it in a New York second, or as my grandma used to say, as an Irish second. She said that was quicker. I don't know. Who knows? But so you can change it at any time. And that's just a real key thing to remember there. How do you change it? You know, we'll talk a couple of things before we close the call about certain things. If you want to increase your awareness that you would like to increase your self-love, I think is a key thing. I think you said that before too as well. So I thought that was really, really interesting about that. But she said that it's important. Self-love, you have to have that first before you can have other love. There was also something about the, hold on a second, about the planet. We also need to really respect all forms of life. Over in, you know, in the other dimension, because they're in the fifth dimension, and it doesn't mean that they can't come to this dimension. But she says that, you know, we're closer than ever to being connecting, and she goes, your world leaders know about us, some of your world leaders, and you know, I hear people now, their energy saying, not this person, not this person. She, well, the places that some of the world leaders know about this. And so one of the things that I think is really, really, really important is just to remember that, you know what I mean? And she said, too, if you want to know anything, is to first thing is awareness about yourself and your own love for yourself. Also to respect all human life. In the other dimension, as you know yourself, because you told me about the dream and she showed me the kind of food and it was energy versus like a box of Raisin Bran, you know, or whatever. But she says that, yeah, I know. Like, wow, you know, there you don't gain any weight. You can eat a whole pound of fudge or 20 cookies. Wouldn't that be great?
I know it sounds so crazy, but I swear everybody that's listening, I'm not crazy. Okay. I just, you know, no. And I'm so grateful that Therese is on this journey with me because, you know, she's getting in a different way and it's, you know, it's confirming. It's like, okay, haven't lost my marbles.
So, you know, and I'm, it's any of you guys listening, Corinne told me today, Therese, did you really mean that? Did you hear her say me? I go, yes, Corinne, I did. So, you know, we all have stuff that we're learning on this journey. You're here to learn trust. I'm here to learn, you know, self-love. But she said this, and this was key. She said, you need to really respect all forms of life. Over there in that dimension, in the fifth dimension, and she goes, they do eat. They consume energy. She goes, we respect plants. And she goes, we'll eat the leaves or, you know, the lettuce. I'll use that for example, but we never eat the root. Because we respect all life. I was like, wow, that's, yeah, you know, how cool is that? So, and then there was another thing she said. It was, hold on a second. You know, we all want to manifest everything we can, you know, in every area of our life. And I remember there was a time, and you and I were chatting about this, I think a little bit earlier, that it was so important to manifest a great career and a lot of money, you know, that really means nothing compared to peace and love and having balance in your life. I think so key. If you have all those three things, you're going to have, you know, you're going to be prosperous in every area if that's what you're choosing. But she said that.
Oh, Therese, real quick before we get to the what she said, can you try moving away from your microphone?
Oh, sorry.
Dawn is saying, because you're cutting in and out. I thought it was just me. I thought I was the only one that was hearing it, but I guess it's your microphone or your connection. So
I'm so sorry. But I apologize about that, Dawn. So thank you for letting me know. Anyway, what she was saying about, you know, about manifesting, she goes, in their world, and we're going to be able to learn this in our world because people are going, why does this matter? Because wouldn't it be great to really be able to manifest on cue? And she goes, where we're at right now, if we really learn to do this, it would take us about 45 minutes. And think about all the handsome princes that you could kiss instead of the toast. That's what, you know, a lot of women think, or beautiful princesses instead of the witches if you're a man. She said that attention, what you focus on, attention plus intention equals manifestation. How cool is that? Attention.
You know what's so crazy? I heard you say that earlier, and then as I was doing the research, they were saying something about one of the Lemurians, their understanding, universal law, which is what we know of as law of attraction and all that. Okay, we've lost Therese for just a second, but Therese was just saying that one of the messages she got from this, I believe she's a queen at Lemuria, with attention plus intention equals manifestation. And as I was doing my research on, you know, Lemurians, as I have been doing every day now, I came across one of their understandings is what we know of now as the law of attraction. What you think about is what you create. And it said that if you hold a thought, and they knew to do this, any thought that is held in your head for at least 17 seconds will immediately manifest. Therese, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Did you hear what I just said? It was along the lines of what you just said, which was attention plus intention equals manifestation. I was saying that when I was doing the research on Lemuria, one of their, you know, spiritual laws of understanding was that if you hold an intention or thought for at least 17 seconds, it will immediately manifest.
Wow. I know, and I'm super excited about that, because I'm going to put that on our Facebook page at Angel Coaches, because that's so key. A few months ago, you had had a dream regarding manifestation. You go, Tree, this angel told me this, and we need to do it. I go, Corrine, what was it? I can't remember. Do you remember?
Yes, I know. That has still stuck with me to this day, because they were saying, they said, you and Tree, and it was like they gave me 10 like spiritual laws, and it was like, you know, the law of attraction, all of those, the basic laws that we know of, but it took it one step further. It was like, not just this, but this, you know, it was like a one step, and what they said really, it was like, I instantly connected and understood what that right. truth was. And then they said, and you and Tree need to do this. I forgot, and I still need to remember. I promise you.
You told me. Well, I think I because I said, God, angels, whoever's on duty out there, please let me get it if she doesn't remember it. So today, when I got that, I was like, I bet that's what it was, because it was so basic. Attention plus intention equals a manifestation. And so, and it's like they in their dimension where they live at, and by the way, we all can go there. I think you and I are helping people do that, and there's others out there doing the same thing. And a lot of people that are listening to us tonight, they have a world that they're all one. And, how would I describe, when they're out, they feel a part of each other, no matter if they're in their house or outside their house. When they're in their house or their homes that they live in, it is crystal homes, by the way, and they can see out to people, but people can't see in. So, you know, whether doing the, you know, going places or whatever, then it is, you know, it they can be a part of that. But if they, you know, they have families just like we all do, and they you can't see into what they're doing in their home. I guess you could if they wanted you to, but so there's a element of privacy, but also it's like all of the one. And one of the things that she was real clear about the one is that, and this is really why their world fell or sank, you know, Lemuria sunk, or, you know, however you want to say that. She goes, when there is discord, when there is fighting, when there is judgment, prejudice, hatred, anger, and separateness. She goes, that is what will make universes fall. You know what I mean? Or not universes, but worlds collapse. And that's such a basic concept, right? If we really knew that, would we really, you know? And I'm not saying yes or no on this one, but that was really clear today. Would we really promote fighting? Would we promote war? Or would we find a way to get along together even better? You know what I mean? Maybe each of us should get some crystals and hold it. So look at the path.
Well,
you know?
I think the whole reason behind, you know, all of this Lemurian and Atlantis knowledge that's, you know, resurfacing right now is that, you know, the back then, what kind of destroyed that society or civilization was, you know, the split between the people that wanted to promote, you know, living through love and compassion and that spiritual wisdom, versus there was the other part of the society that started to lean more towards materialism and greed and selfishness. And so, And then the majority started to go towards that way, materialism and greed and selfishness. And so that those civilizations were then destroyed. And so right now it's important that we kind of take a look at what our society is doing right and how we are destroying ourselves. And it is, you know, we have the wars that happen and all the fighting that happens is because of materialism, selfishness, and greed. And so this knowledge is now resurfacing so that we can tap into it, so that we can, you know, start to utilize these universal truths and you know, for the betterment of humanity, which I think is really interesting, you know, because I was, as I'm going through this journey, all I wanted to know was the why and then how. And then how do I help people then? Okay, why is this happening to me? Why am I getting this information? And what does that say about me as a person, as a human? I still am trying to grasp it, okay? It's been a journey here. And then the why and then the how. Okay, I know the why and then the how. How is I'm still trying to figure out how to really use this information to help people. And talking to you, you're saying that that's what we're doing. But and I hope that that's what we are doing. I don't really know, but and I hope to get some more information about how to really utilize this information to help people. So that right now is an important time.
I know it is, and I'm going to share this with you because you know you and I, you know, you're like a sister to me. And so a message I got for you was also you need to start writing this down. Now, anybody that's listening, I'm going to tell a little funny about you. I go, Kareem, why don't you write this down? Because you don't remember things. I tell myself I'm going to remember to read, and then I forget it. you and I have had numerous conversations about that. And I told you, I said, you need to write it down. So you wrote it down, and you got some really key stuff with sacred geometry, I think. So I want you to share that. But that's cool. So this is on tape now, so you're not going to have to write this down. She told me today to share with you that you need to start writing this information down and blogging about it, putting it in some kind of form. Go on Angel Coaches, the website, because you've got a lot of good stuff that's being given to you. And I know that you've gotten your sacred number and sacred geometry, and I have mine. And then, you know, we can help people find their numbers. I think that's something that I got a message just now. So, but you've got the sacred geometry. And how important is that for us as humanity? Because we are all going to where the Lemurians are. And by the way, for women and men that are concerned about aging, there you don't age. You don't have to age. You can be anywhere from 22 to 45, whatever you like. If you want to be 100, you can be 100. That's always good. So,
well, yes, I am. I have started writing this down. Half the reason why I didn't write some of this stuff down was because I was still trying to process it, because I just need to make sense of what I was getting and what that meant for me. You know, I part of me just still needed to grasp it because it was kind of a little bit out there for me. So I needed to kind of, really embrace it and accept it. And so now I have, and now I'm writing it. But the dream, the sacred dream that you were talking about the other day was really interesting. It was, I had a dream, and I was shown a symbol. And I remember in the dream, I needed to go find this book so I can get the meaning for this symbol. And then they told me the number six. They said the six is for you. And this is the symbol. And when I opened up this book, I knew that it was called the Book of Secrets. And inside, when I opened up the book, was all of these symbols that I have never seen before. Just pages and pages of all of these symbols. And I didn't know what it meant. And I remember kind of just blowing it off when I was talking to you the next morning, kind of going, it's probably not that important. But something made me ask you again what it was. And then just through the evolution of our conversation, it went from, I said the Book of Secrets, and then we looked up something, and you said Melchizedek. And then when I looked it up, there is really a Book of Secrets, people. I'm crazy. And then the symbols that I got were esoteric symbols, which I had never heard of before or never even seen before. And I had the symbols, and those were the symbols that I saw in this book. I still don't know really what this means, why I got the information or what it is. But apparently from what I've found is that these symbols are a form of, it's called the language of the light. And a lot of people that are from the time period of Lemurians and the Atlanteans will receive this information through symbols, and it's a way of communicating through their Christ consciousness, and the ascended masters use this kind of language to impart knowledge to people, and that will help during, you know, and this is maybe a little bit out there, but this is what I read, the first wave of ascension that we're going through. Each, you know, these people will start to get more of the symbols or a lot of the symbols through the unconsciousness, like when you're asleep or in visions. And and it's a code. It's like it's a code or a language that connects light workers on Earth. And it's based on, vibration and all of that and the geometric symbols. I'm still trying to understand it, but basically you receive the symbols as part of this light language to assist humanity through the first wave of ascension. And it's symbols coming from the seventh dimension. So that's all I got. Don't know what to do with it yet, but I'm sure it'll come, you know, to me or through you, which I greatly appreciate. But yeah, still don't really understand what the esoteric symbols mean, but it's in the sacred geometry and all of that. But I think it's a language of light and something about, and there was some understanding about the fifth dimension, but these symbols are coming from the seventh dimension. Still haven't figured out the dimensions yet either. Between the fifth and the seventh. I don't know that. Do you know what that is?
You know, I'm going to share, and we got to take, I think Kim's on the other line. She's waiting for us. But I'll never forget. I go, Corrine, I go, I went someplace today and there's all these beings. I couldn't really see them and they were touching me and it was a high vibration. And you go, Tari, you're on the fifth dimension. And because I couldn't really see him, and you know, I make jokes all the time about male strippers. I was probably in Lemuria at a male strip show and couldn't see anything. So, but, you know, before we take him, I want to say this really quickly. People are like, well, why do I want to go to there and leave this? Because there's no sickness. There's no illness. There's only health and love and joy and great partnerships and great love. And you can manifest anything. So that's one of the things right there. And we're on our way. So you can, I always say you can go willing or you can go not so willing, but you know, your ego sometimes will hold you back, but it's a great place to be. So that's the whole thing that I got today. Let's talk to Kim. Do you want to, Corrine?
Sure. Sure. Hi, Kim.
Hey, girls. How are you?
Good, 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 good. How are you?
I don't know anything about the dimensions, nothing, except for, isn't there like a rock and roll band called the Fifth Dimension or something like that?
It's got a lot of good-looking guys there. That's awesome.
I don't know. I didn't hear the first part of the call, but I know you were talking about crystals. And yes. I don't know if, Tari, you know I've got that energy chart that I use my crystal with. And I was just going to say that Corrine may want me to scan it to her because I find it really helpful to use with my crystals.
It's really neat, Corrine. Send it to me, too.
I don't know how to explain. It's a sheet of paper, and it's got like a Wheel of Fortune on it with all, you know, different like triangles in like a pie shape, like a pie chart almost. And if you sit quietly with your crystal and use it like a pendulum and you ask a question like, just ask a random question like how many or how old, how much, that the pendulum or your crystal will start moving. And it's amazing that what it lands on.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of pretty, it's pretty, you know, I use it actually quite a bit.
Yeah, it's beautiful too.
Send it to us, please.
I'll scan it tomorrow because I have it in my office. I'll scan it over to you.
Okay. Thank
it's
you.
Pretty, yeah, it's pretty cool. And somebody passed it on to me probably 3 or 4 years ago when I was still living in Connecticut. So I always cleanse my crystals first.
Oh, gotcha. Wonderful. I'm going to try it. Oh, that's wonderful.
So I will do that.
Kim, what's going on with you? And have you got a question that we can help you with tonight?
I haven't heard anything from Elias. I've heard from Evan, but, I told him basically just to, you know, I said, please just let me go. And he said, no. He said, just no.
You got to like his persistence there.
but I've heard nothing from Elias.
When I tap into Elias, I feel like he's going to call you. It's just that he's trying to get definite times for you to connect with you. That's what I feel. And he's not quite sure how to make that happen, you know? So, but you'll hear from him. I don't know. What do you get, Corrine?
I mean, because his vacation got delayed and he doesn't know exactly when he can take that vacation. He doesn't know how to proceed. now with you. You know what I mean? It's exactly what we were talking about before, which was the,
right.
Okay, now I don't know when I'm coming down. So do I keep texting her every day like I did before? And is that going to make me look stupid? You know, right? Because I don't know when I'm coming and how long do I carry that out for? And, you know, is it too much? Is it not enough? You know what I'm saying? It's those kind of questions. And, you know, the reason why he was texting me every day before was because he thought he had a date set. Yeah, he had a date set. I'm coming on this date. The second he realized that wasn't happening, now he's like, do I still text her and look like an idiot? Because does she think I'm an idiot then if I keep texting her every day, even though I don't know when I'm coming down? You know, that's all that it is. So when he gets the date set and when he has a better idea, then you'll hear from him again. So it's not done there. You'll hear from him again. So just kind of give it some time because, you know what happens when like a new director comes on board, right? Everything has to shift. You can't take a vacation because that person needs to get situated. And then, so it's going to be around, you know, like around 2 to 4 months usually is like the time frame when people are, you know, settled and now you can,
Oh, there you go. So you'll hear from him, Kim. I agree with her on that. Check around the 25th, maybe. I'm giving you an idea that when you'll hear from him. So, this month. So anyway, let us know. All right. Cause you know, we want you to, Karina, I wish you the best on, cause you've worked a lot on yourself and it's just amazing to see some of the things that's going on with you now. So anyway,
I'm working on it.
It's always a work in progress.
I know. I will send you those energy charts tomorrow and then you can use them and I'll show you how to use it and then pass them on to your people because it's pretty cool how to use them.
Oh, all that's right. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kim.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Take
okay,
care, Kim.
Talk to you guys soon.
Okay, bye, Kim.
Okay, bye.
Karina, I know I'm being led to share this with you and with people that are listening because, you know, this is important. The government on Lemuria and in the fifth dimension, they have a government, but it's not like any of ours. And wouldn't it be cool if we had a government like this? They make laws. And the government is all about supporting the highest good of all things. It's a universal law. Could you imagine if government was like that? I'm not saying that it's not, but some of the politicians you wonder about sometimes, right? You know what I mean? So I thought that was kind of cool.
Very nice.
It's about the universal laws. So anyway, I think we got another caller. Do you want to take her now? I think
sure.
Teresa's on.
Teresa
from New Jersey.
Hello ladies, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Teresa?
I'm good, really good. I was just calling to see how you ladies have been and to let you know that I've been, I'm still been practicing waking up and moving around and, you know, getting my energy flowing. And it's been very, very helpful to me, you know, from what we talked about our mastermind group a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
So I want to, you know, get you up to date with that and everything is going good with that. And my cake pop business is taking off, you know, little by little, but, you know, it's good.
Wow.
That's wonderful, Teresa. You know, it's so funny. I saw you on Facebook and you had posted a couple of messages. I was like, I know she's going to call us soon. And Karina and I were talking about you the other day and we knew you were going to call soon. So it's wonderful to hear from you. Is the weather gotten warm yet there?
It's almost, we've had summer-like weather for the past 2 or 3 days, but we're going to have rain, which I think we, you know, really need because there's a lot of brush fires coming on, wood fires, you know, being ignited because not a lot of water on the ground. So I'm thinking the universe is equaling itself out and giving us some rain that we needed. So I'm happy about that.
Itself out. That's cool. Hey, Teresa and Karina, I have to share this with you. Teresa, you will appreciate this. When this lady was talking about the weather in Lemuria, you know, she said it is controlled by our thoughts. And as long and we live in harmony, so the weather is perfect weather, 70 something, and it's sunny if that's what you want. And they have found a way to put a sun down there. And I can't remember how they, you know, down there in the fifth dimension. So I wondered if our thoughts really controlled our weather. What do you think, Karine?
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. I think that our thoughts could manifest anything, especially in such a especially in that society and because you know they could communicate telepathically too,
Right.
just as we can now, and just as we can now. But in an ideal society, we wouldn't need to, you know, verbalize anything really, or write anything. And you know how things can be misinterpreted just through verbal communication, right? So telepathic communication is always very pure.
Yeah, well, that's why they communicate now, and you know they're wanting to connect with us and to really bring us to a new level. So that's kind of cool. Teresa, it was wonderful to talk to you, honey. You sound great, and your kids, they're okay?
Yeah, the kids are good. The kids are good. You know, I've been cleaning my house a lot more, you know, energy-wise, because I have people coming in for me doing taxes, and I've been more aware of the energy people bring in, you know, especially the fear is more visible to me, if that makes sense to anybody.
That does.
You know, so I've been, you know, kind of cleansing it with, you know, prayer, mainly prayer and, you know, asking for guidance and definitely asking my angels to, you know, whatever comes with the person needs to go out with the person. They're
That's
not
always
welcome
what I
to
say.
Hang out.
Yeah, exactly. Not listeners, good-looking angels or good-looking guys. I got you. So anyway.
Especially McConaughey, right? Especially him.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm still wishing he's coming out to Florida. Maybe you could run, you know, with him on the beach. You accidentally see him.
Yes, exactly.
I'm still trying to manifest that for you, Terry, because I know, you know,
Thank
he's a hottie
so much. He is, and I'm working really hard on my bikini body, and it's paying off. I never think it will. Okay, but eventually it does, you do some stuff, so it's all good. Anyway, thanks
well,
a lot,
Well, I'm going to send you some pictures of some of the cake pops I've been making, just in case, you know, you're ready for your, you know, little parties.
Yeah.
I'll send them down nice and fresh and stuff like that, but, you know, I really thank all the work you guys have done with me. And, you know, I'm here. I've just been busy, but now tax season's over. I'm hoping to go back to my Tuesday night calls and, you know, reintroduce myself to the group and, you know, become a...
Wonderful.
You know,
well, yeah, we've got some
and I'm also,
people on
you know,
there,
beginning
so.
To blog a little bit, express my feelings, you know, cause
yes,
now that I have time to actually have them.
Go to Angel Coaches, the community page, and express them there. And we've got to close the call in just a second here, so... Really quickly, go to Angel Coaches, the community page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Let us know if you like us or if you've got any great thoughts you want to share. And we appreciate those who are there already. And Corrine and I, we've started our building, developing your intuition class. And,
yes, I read that, yes.
Yes, we have, and we're going to have some more coming up in May. So thank you for all those who are listening. And if you go to angelcoaches.com, you can ask questions about our classes or get information about it. And also we have a Tuesday night manifesting call that's free, and we talk about all aspects of manifesting. So anyway, you guys take care. Have a great night to all those that are listening. We will see you next Friday night.
Good night.
Good night, Teresa. Good night.
Good night, Teresa.
Oh, God bless.
Good night,
Bye.
Teresa.